Okay, that's the Disney Control Room podcast. Not exactly the first take because my alerts went on Do Not Disturb, but I have Alexis, Jacqueline, Magical. Said your full name. Perfect. I'm not going to try the second time. So today we'll have a special episode. Haven't done one in a while. Hopefully I'm not too rusty. I want to talk about plant-based medicine, gummies. What else you do?
Well, I guess it all falls under plant-based medicine umbrella. And it's not like I've tried too much. The majority is just plain old, good old weed.
Good old weed.
But recently, well, I've done psilocybin, shrooms in the past. I've had one big impact trip, and then recently I microdosed for a month.
And that's what I actually wanted to talk to you about, is microdosing. So for a novice like me and anyone else there, like, what is microdosing?
Well, taking a small amount that...
Small amount of what?
Anything. I mean, if you're talking about microdosing, I guess that could technically mean anything.
But more specifically, like, what'd you do? Yeah.
So, the mushrooms are kind of grounded into this powder and put into capsules for convenience. They don't have to be in capsules. Sometimes people mix the psilocybin mushroom with other mushrooms that are also very beneficial. And then you take a dose that's like almost imperceivable, so it's not gonna feel like a high. It's just gonna have subtle effects, and long-term, I guess, use can have really beneficial health impacts, but small enough that you don't feel it, enough to where it maybe helps you feel better throughout the day.
So you said like long-term, but like how long was your like microdosing experience?
It was 30 days of being in the, what we call the ritual, but it was only 10 days of taking the actual medicine. So it would be one day we take a small amount. I think it was like 0.6 or maybe, yeah, I think that was the max I took, 0.6 milligrams in a day, and then 2 days off, and then one day again, 2 days off.
Okay, so somebody like me who like didn't use substances at all, and then there's like a lot of negative media and just negative narrative around drugs, getting high, psychedelics, all that. For you, let's just stick to like microdosing for these past 30 days or whatever. Like, what's the point? Like, what are you hoping to achieve from this experience or from that experience?
For me specifically, right? Because so many things can be said to that. But ultimately, my intention going in with it was to receive what I needed. It's a medicine. It's something that, as much as I, you know, would hope to be, to feel grounded, to support my emotional regulation, support my like feeling of connection overall and general well-being, it was also just a way to say that I'm open to receive whatever is needed that maybe I can't always see myself.
I mean, like, so for me, you're using the word like it's medicine. Mm-hmm. And usually, like, when people take medicine, it's to heal something. I'm sick, or if I have a cough, I take cough medicine. I have a sore throat, I take lozenger to help my sore throat, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, what exactly do you believe needed healing that you needed this medicine?
Well, more so on mental and emotional level, I think having consistently reduced anxiety, and spiritual healing. Really, for me, spiritual healing. Like, there's something that's it feels grounding, but it also feels like it's easier to connect with, all beings, not just people really, but yeah. Well, it's kind of like a little bit of divine intervention. It's kind of like a reminder that leading with the heart has more pros than I often perceive. And so I guess just being kind of grounded in more love in my life. So I think maybe healing some love.
So yeah, I guess that's for you. It sounds like you, this is like medicine, because like I said, a lot of people, for example, someone gave me some mushrooms a month ago or a couple months ago, and they're like, oh yeah, like I take this and I look at the wall and I see things, and they just take it for that feeling of being high, for example. I think we talked about some other people we know that just like go off into the woods and take mushrooms, and there's no real intention behind it. Because like
Well,
you, because you, like you say, this is like medicine. Who would you recommend this for? Like if somebody was just kind of like, well, let me ask you, for example, so you had the intention for like spiritual healing, reduction in anxiety, and just kind of like exploring, being, I guess, being more open to love. I can't remember exactly how you said it.
yeah, and mindfulness, I
And
guess I would add.
mindfulness, was it successful? Like, would you consider your experience with microdosing? Like, did you get out of it what you wanted?
Yeah, and I for sure, I got more out of it than I could have expected because, like I said, there were certain things that I didn't anticipate needing or didn't anticipate like being highlighted. And I would say it was very successful because, well, then there's like a list of reasons why I think I got
No,
out
like
of
I know, but like I
it.
really kind of want to get into that, to where one, that's exciting that it was successful, but I mean, can you give like an example of like something you got out of it, like that you really do like appreciate?
One of the things I noticed, especially at work, was that my increased ability to feel grounded then opened up my interactions, professionally, coming from a place of courage, I guess, because I feel like I confront a lot of fear and anxiety while at work. So, because I've worked directly with people and with some difficult people. So, being grounded kind of allowed me to bring my gifts that I already have to the table and not be hindered by like whatever anxious thoughts or feelings I was dealing with. I was just grounded in like
It freed
where I
you up
was
a little
at.
bit.
Freed me up a bit and allowed me to stay present, allowed me to. And when I say grounded, I also mean like not being so much in my mind and my thoughts that, like, I guess, yeah, override whatever naturally wants to come out and is maybe needed in the moment. But even with like driving home and being stuck in traffic for 2 hours, like being allowing what I jotted it down as in my journal recently was like making the mundane sacred because you can really make any moment what you want it to be. I mean, within certain limits, but if I'm just sitting in traffic, it can be time to myself. It can be time where I practice, compassion for anyone, it's a person who's cutting me off, just taking time to be mindful overall, among other things. But I think those were some of the things that I just saw daily and I felt a really big difference in.
No, I mean, if you can find meaning in 2 hours of traffic, that's a big deal.
Exactly.
So just like, I know you're a big advocate for plant-based medicine in general. How did you land there? Like pursuing, trying to understand, and then advocating for using mushrooms and other, like say, plant-based.
Should I start with how I landed with this specific
No,
through.
not with microdosing specifically, but just in general, like you definitely lean more into trusting and valuing using plants.
Yeah, and a lot of that, so.
Or was it natural? How you like natural medicine?
Right, so I was gonna say that my interest in holistic health started, yeah, I mean, even since high school, but it really more so when I was in college. I went to UC Santa Cruz,
Banana slug.
the Banana Slugs, and yes,
Terrible
yeah,
mascot, by
I think it's great.
the
I think they're so cute,
way.
very unique to the location. And so lots of, you know, what people would deem as hippie culture out there, which I found full of opportunities to get introduced to holistic health and alternative health, I guess, in general. But there was also this program for naturopathic degree in medicine.
Okay.
So I guess I'll say even before that, I already had plenty of like suspicions and
Is that what you pursued? Not what was the degree in?
well, that in my undergrad I was doing cognitive science.
How come you didn't choose that one? The naturopathic medicine?
I guess just multiple other things coming up in life, but I wasn't maybe committed enough. I didn't
Okay.
believe in myself enough
You were
to
just
pursue that.
dipping your toe into it at that point.
Yeah, I was just getting introduced,
Okay.
and I knew I didn't trust like conventional medicine all the way. There's many awesome things that we get from like our Western medical world, but there's so
But
many.
you, I mean, I don't want to put your business out there, but you had some real life examples to where conventional methods let, not maybe not you down, but like family members down.
Yeah, like even my grandma getting unnecessary surgery, which ultimately like took her life. And that there ultimately that doctor that I guess I don't know if you say like prescribed a surgery, but
Recommended a surgery.
recommended it, yeah, and almost made it actually kind of coerced my family not, you know, having much of a background, being
And
an
then trusting the
immigrant.
doctor knows
Yeah.
best, right?
Yeah.
He's recommending you get the surgery, so you just follow the doctor's
Yeah, the
orders.
doctor was actually very pushy about it, and afterwards, you know, his license was revoked because he did that to many patients, and he was kind of it was all for money. He was just kind of teamed up with the surgeons in order for them to kind of have more gains. And that happens all the time. You know, it happens just we're the perfect patients out in the Western world because we're just so quick to pop a pill for anything and not get to the root of a problem. And that really for me was like,
And we're also not educated on any other alternative, really.
right.
It's also kind of demonized, like, oh, you're taking mushrooms or you're medicinal marijuana for pain
Right.
medication, whatever, all that is frowned upon, really.
And it's 'cause part of that, even just being stripped from a lot of our ancestral cultures. You know, it's a little bit of like, I see so much, I mean, there is so much injustice in medicine today, but yeah, when it comes back to like being disconnected from our roots and what, you know, systems of health benefit different groups of people. The US has just kind of like put a blanket over that, you know, let's use this one convenient pharmacological medical system that we profit tons off of. We being, you know, government and yeah, corporations. So one, just kind of even being like, fuck you to the man, is that I didn't subscribe to that. And then getting introduced to all the benefits of plant-based medicine, and this is even, you know, stemming like herbology, like acupuncture, Chinese medicine, I guess in general, Chinese traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda. There's these ancient systems that have accumulated like wealth of knowledge throughout like I don't know millennia. So it's like they're gonna have some idea what they're talking about. You know,
Sure.
it's worked, and they've only gathered data through the years. So.
And also, you've traveled to different places, right? Like, where are some of the places you've gone where you like studied holistic medicine?
Well, so I'll start. That all stemmed from my master's in global health at National University of Natural Medicine in Portland. And from there, I traveled to Ghana first, I think. Traveled to Ghana, and that was like a global health systems trip in and of itself, where we got to see traditional local medicine at work, meeting a local herbologist, going to different like community health centers, and just seeing health at different levels, and how in Ghana there was more of a culture for using both the traditional medicine and the like more modern conventional medicine. So that was one big trip. And I've gone to other places, but I guess where I'm observing, like where I went specifically to learn about health systems, I guess it was Ghana. There's a lot of that in Mexico. My family, being from Mexico, I've been, I don't know what to call that, just having that in the background of my experience, people who are in touch with
But
that.
you also told me a story of like a nurse who told you like if I did it the way like if I did it by the book, like a lot of people would have
Would
died.
die. Yeah, a lot of the
Where was that
that was
though?
in Ghana. Yeah, she was this like amazing nurse who was working at the local community center, and she was like the only medical professional in her small rural town, and it was her job to keep people alive until they could get to a bigger city or to the nearest hospital. So she just mentioned how if she were to follow the protocols, the legitimate like handbook and a rule book of how to go about keeping somebody alive, she would have let a lot of people die because, and she just couldn't do that morally. She's like, oh, well, this isn't going to follow protocol, but I'm not going to have someone's lives on my hand like that. So just it was a highlight into how even our, this handbook is designed by whatever people working in the government, they don't have the firsthand experience of what people need at a local level. And so, yeah, she was like, I can't do that. Because even though we might do that day to day in our jobs, and we're like, oh, well, it doesn't make
This is
total
policy. This
sense,
is
but it's
protocol.
policy.
Sorry, my
Right.
boss said I have to do
Yeah.
this.
Right. But when you're just the one person and you're like, am I going to let this person die? No. And so, actually, we still are, I think, in a lot of ways, when we do follow our protocols, we still are letting a lot of people down. We just don't see it. It's not immediate. And so, we don't have to think about it. But I can't remember now, yeah, if there was anything other than
Well,
Ghana.
I guess I would just ask in general if somebody was just like looking into alternatives, like what would you say are the biggest benefits of holistic medicine? And if people wanted to just get more educated on it, like, do you have any recommendations?
Well, starting with what are the biggest
Yeah,
benefits?
like why should somebody be open to holistic medicine?
Because there are potentially many more routes to getting to the root of a problem and not always curing it, but at least treating it to where you are progressively more independent and less reliant on the medicine versus being a forever patient, which is what I think our system designs us to be.
You know what I think would really help? Some of the things you've put me on to on Netflix. Some of those shows, do you know the titles?
Right now, in terms of like psychedelics and that realm of maybe what could be like an intense spiritual healing sometimes for people, and we didn't really touch on how, yeah, there's still like a lot, plenty of room for making it like a recreational activity versus a medicine, but How to Change Your Mind on Netflix. I started with a lot of documentaries, honestly, like Cowspiracy, just learning about like how our consumption of meat is often overload. And I mean, I eat meat, but that's a really educational one. Forks Over Knives is another good one.
It's on Netflix.
I think it was, and I don't know if it still is, but
But how to change your mind, what was it?
How to Change Your Mind, that's currently on
That's on
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
And that is cool because it gives you a history of where, like, why psychedelics is even banned in the first place. It's pretty mind-opening.
Well, like, I don't want to overload everybody with too much info. I feel like this is a good little introduction. And if people want more information or more content for holistic medicine or hearing about your travels to Ghana and other places, I'm sure they'll let me know. But thank you for helping me knock some of the rust off and get a fresh episode
Well, you're welcome.
out.
Thanks for letting me speak on these topics, which I'm actually very passionate about. And like, I think at any time of the day, if somebody asked me a question about this, I'd be happy to start a combo.
I definitely feel like there's going to be more conversations to have. But till then, guys, enjoy. Thanks for welcoming me back.